Are you in the desert? I love what Charles Wendall says about the desert experiences of our lives. He writes, "Once God finds the desert that you need, he ushers you off the bus and drives away. At least it seems that way. And the instant feeling you get is, God's gone. Where is he? He's left me in this place. In the midst of this painful experience, you find you are no longer able to do the things that you were once able to do. Fear sets in. You say to yourself, I'm going to lose my gifts. I'm going to lose my usefulness. I'm forgotten. God's left me behind. Time is running out. Opportunities are passing me by. I'll never get out of this place." If you feel like you are on the backside of the desert, in the wilderness of the wasteland, you're blessed. God might have you right where he wants you. Remember, when the Hebrew people, through the leadership of Moses, crossed the Red Sea on dry ground and entered the brink of their promised land? Remember that? After crossing the sea, a mere 11-day journey lay between them and their promised land. Only 11 days. But they had a penchant for stretching an 11-day journey into 40 years of wandering in circles. Apparently, they lacked the GPS. Actually, they traveled in circles due to their lack of faith. When their spies came back from inspecting this new land, 10 out of the 12 shook with fear. Consequently, God gave that entire adult generation that had crossed the sea, he said, would die off, and a younger generation would inherit the land instead. God established a new plan with this command: follow the pillar of cloud by daytime and the pillar of smoke at night. If the cloud moved to the right, move the camp to the right. If the fire and smoke moved left, then move the camp left. Pretty simple. Well, that fire and smoke caused the Hebrews to wander in circles for the next 40 years. As you can imagine, the followers got pretty upset. They became incredibly angry with Moses, their leader, and they became resentful of God himself. Not only were they traveling seemingly nowhere, but also everyone over 20 years old started dying. Now, I'm not talking about a few funerals a year. I'm talking about 137 funerals a day, every day, for 40 years. The wasteland became a massive graveyard. They thought that God had abandoned them, that their Heavenly Father had neglected them, that he had taken his eye off of them. But quite the opposite was true. One of the most comforting verses in the Bible highlights this very point. He found him, Israel, in a desert land. In the howling waste of the wilderness, he encircled them. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions. The Lord alone guided them. Deuteronomy 32:10-12. In the midst of Israel's frustration about being in the wilderness, their school of delay, God was caring for them. He encircled them. He guided them. He guarded them. Now, how did God guard them? As the pupil of his eye. Let me ask you this. What is one of the most protected parts of your body? Well, besides the growing area for men, it's the pupil of your eye. You don't let anything or anyone touch it. Why? Because even the smallest speck of dust landing in your eye can cause serious damage. So here's the point. When you are in God's school of delay, when you think that you are at the wilderness, take heart. You are being protected as the pupil of God's eye. He's not going to let anything happen to you outside of his will. Rest in this. God wants us to be faithful in the midst of delay. Nehemiah had a massive amount of leadership and organization in his bones, and yet he, at that time, was a glorified waiter. And I'm sure that for years he dreamed of using those gifts and abilities to do something great. Little did he know that God was working everything according to his perfect plan. But what if Nehemiah had proved unfaithful while he was waiting? What if he had arrived late to meetings, slept in, half-heartedly accomplished his duties, and gossiped among the staff? God might never have trusted him with the weight of his real purpose, and we wouldn't be reading about him thousands of years later. Bloom where you're planted. Grow where you are. Quit daydreaming about the greener grass someday. Start watering your own yard today. The grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. Washing while waiting.